Blog Talk Radio.
Deeper truth, the story of the Nativity of the Lord. In the 40 days before Christmas, the faithful participated in Advent. A time and preparation for the birth of Jesus, the Nativity of Jesus, commemorates and celebrates the incarnation of God, which means that He came to earth to live as a man, can undo the damage caused by the fall of the first man, Adam. Mary is visited by an angel and told that she will fulfill a prophecy and as a virgin give birth to God's Son, the Savior of the world. Mary's pregnancy brings her the scorn of the community, and Joseph struggles to believe her seemingly outlandish story. In the familiar version of the Christmas story, Mary and Joseph travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem because there was no room. In the end, the baby Jesus is born in the stable and placed in a manger. His humble birth is celebrated by choirs of angels and shepherds, and he is given precious gifts by the mysterious Magi. A nativity scene takes its inspiration from the accounts of the birth of Jesus in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. Luke's narrative describes an angel announcing the birth of Jesus to shepherds, who then visit the humble site where Jesus is found lying in a manger, a trough for cattle feed. On this day, the church focuses especially on the newborn child. God became human, who embodies for all of us the hope and peace we seek. We need no other special saint today to lead us to Christ in the manger. Although his mother Mary and Joseph, caring for his foster son, helped round out the scene. But if we were to select a patron saint for today, perhaps it might be appropriate for us to imagine an anonymous shepherd summoned to the birthplace by a wondrous and even disturbing vision in the night, a summons from an angelic choir promising peace and goodwill, a shepherd willing to seek out something that might just be too unbelievable to chase after, and yet compelling enough to leave behind the flocks in the field and search for a mystery. And on the day of the Lord's birth, let us, an unnamed non-celebrity at the edge of the crowd, model for us the way to discover Christ in our own hearts, somewhere between skepticism and wonder, between the mystery and faith. And like Mary and the shepherds, let's treasure that discovery in our hearts. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, "For to us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." In the 2nd century, St. Clement of Alexandria also indicates that the day of the Nativity of the Lord is December 25. In the 3rd century, St. Hippolytus of Rome mentions the Feast of the Nativity of Christ and appoints the gospel readings for this day from the opening chapters of St. Matthew. And concurring with the witness of the gospel, the fathers of the church, in their God-inspired writings, describes the feast of the Nativity of Christ as most profound and joyous, serving as the basis and foundation for all the other feasts. On December 25, we observe the solemnity of the Nativity of the Lord. Since the 4th century, Christians have marked this day as the beginning of the Christmas season, second only to Easter. Christmas is one of the most important days in the church. The Nativity tells the story of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem because there was no room at any of the inns due to the census. Jesus, the Savior of the world, was born in a stable. And after Jesus' birth, angels proclaimed him as a Savior for all, and shepherds went to the stable to adore him. In the 40 days before Christmas, the faithful participated in Advent, a time of spiritual cleansing and preparation for the birth of Jesus. And the Nativity of Jesus celebrates the incarnation of God, which means that he came to earth to live as a man and undo the damage caused by the fall of the first man, Adam. And this is the crux of why we celebrate Christmas, because it allows us to receive God's grace. There is nothing we can do to earn his salvation. None of us will measure up. And yet, God offers his graces as a free gift. And Christmas serves as a reminder that God continues to love us no matter what we do or who we are. It is not about acting the right way, but that helps, or always doing the right thing, and it helps too. God's love is constant, and it is unconditional. Matthew chapter 2, verse 10 says that when the shepherds saw the star proclaiming the Savior's birth, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. As Christians, we can share in this great joy at Mass, as the shepherds and the wise men gathered around the Christ child. We gather around the Eucharistic Lord, who is truly present, body, blood, and sovereignty. Joy does not refer to happiness at all times. Happiness is fleeting and depends on circumstances. And there are many Christmases where it feels there is nothing to be happy about. However, joy is something that comes from God. We experience joy because of what God has done for us, and is sustained by him. Only sin can remove joy from our lives. Will you feel that kind of joy this Christmas? Are you able to rejoice exceedingly with great joy, not matters of circumstances? Joy is available to all Christians. We can pray for it and acknowledge the Holy Spirit's presence in our lives. We need only ask for this kind of endless joy. This Christmas, we pray that you experience the joy of the Lord in your life and are able to praise God for the many gifts he has given you. On behalf of Sunday Mass at Mercy Home, we wish you all a very Merry Christmas. And so, Merry Christmas. Joy to the world.
Joy to the world.
And in that region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." And when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And the whole heavenly host was singing praise to God. Hark, the herald angels sing.
Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. On earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joy for all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the tide. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hark, the herald angels sing. Hark, the herald. Hark, the herald angels sing. Oh, hark, the herald.
and Merry Christmas. And if you think that today is Christmas, it is, and it ends today, no. It is a 12-day season, and Christmas will continue on until after January the 6th, the Feast of the Epiphany, the manifestation of the wise men. We will continue with our Christmas celebration. And so what a great opportunity this is to be able to praise God and thank Him for what He has given us. And tomorrow, we will remember and recognize our second day of Christmas. It will be Saint Columban. Okay. And these saints, these great saints. No, wait a minute. I am wrong about that. It'll be Saint Stephen. Saint Stephen. He is the first martyr of the Catholic Church, the first martyr. And his, we will be remembering him tomorrow. Saint Stephen. And so, today is Christmas Day.